Today in Tulsa, a federal judge is hearing a case that could determine whether businesses may help consumers buy cut-rate prescription drugs from Canada. The federal government wants to shut down RX Depot, a company that helps Americans fill their prescriptions at Canadian pharmacies. Since it opened its first store just a year ago, RX Depot has expanded quickly with more than 80 stores across the country. Now it's fighting for survival. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
The RX Depot is the newest store in the strip mall here in Overland Park, Kansas, but it's already very busy.
Okay, so the Plavix 75 milligram at Walmart was $363.36, and we have it for $199.46. That's huge.
Mary Hunt Hansen was living in Grove, Oklahoma, when she and her husband read a newspaper article about RX Depot. They immediately knew they wanted to buy a franchise. So they contacted Carl Moore, the chain's founder, and within a few months, they had their own store here in the Kansas City suburbs. There's a makeshift feel to the operation. There are three desks, phones, and computer terminals, a few chairs, and that's about it. But that's all that RX Depot needs. The company pioneered a new business concept: help consumers buy prescription drugs from Canada, where they are usually significantly cheaper than in the U.S. Customers, many of whom are senior citizens, are happy to pay a flat $15 fee to RX Depot because they're saving, in many cases, hundreds of dollars. It's a promising business model, except for one thing. The federal government and some states want to shut it down. Hansen says she knew that before she bought her franchise.
I knew that there had been warning letters from the FDA. I knew that there had been, state pharmacy boards trying to shut these RX depots down. I knew right away that this was something that I really wanted to be involved with. I kind of see it now as more of a mission and a cause than anything.
Last March, the Food and Drug Administration warned RX Depot to stop helping consumers import prescription drugs from Canada. The FDA accused RX Depot of misleading the public about the safety of the drugs and charged that its actions posed what it called a significant risk to public health. After the company ignored that warning, FDA Associate Commissioner William Hubbard says the agency had no choice but to seek a court order. Hubbard says the legal action is aimed just at RX Depot and other storefront operations, not at consumers who cross the border on their own to fill their prescriptions at Canadian pharmacies.
We see a big difference. If you go to Canada and go into a licensed pharmacy where you can see the license on the wall and see the pharmacist in the white coat and know if you have a problem where you can go back to, that you have a much greater assurance of getting the same drug Canadian citizens would get that's regulated by the Canadian government and the provincial government. But yet when you buy from these storefront pharmacies or over these internet sites, you could be getting something from almost anywhere.
I think that's just a lot of hooey. I'm sorry.
Martha Cohn is a typical RX Depot customer. She's 74 years old, takes four prescription drugs daily, and is an inveterate comparison shopper. She says when she told her doctor about RX Depot, he helped her by writing prescriptions for a three-month supply plus refills. Cohn says it doesn't bother her that under federal law, what she's doing, importing prescription drugs from Canada, is illegal.
No, it doesn't. Because I think it's wrong, and I'm not the only one, and there are people that are much worse off than I am, and you see it constantly. They wonder, should I get the medicine, or should I get the bread and whatever is necessary? I mean, that's horrible. Nothing has been done about it, so that's the way I feel. I guess they'll have to come and put me in jail.
Across the country, RX Depot customers have been writing and calling both the FDA and their members of Congress to support the company. Hundreds are expected to travel to Tulsa to attend today's hearing. One of those testifying on the company's behalf will be the mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, a town that's been encouraging employees to buy their drugs in Canada. RX Depot founder Carl Moore says there's a good reason why there's so much support for his company.
People need affordable medicines, period. And they're going to stand up and fight now because it's been brought to their attention that, hold it, the prices in Europe are only 40 cents on the dollar, and the average discount coming out of Canada is 56%. You know, these people have been awakened to the fact that there's a far different and better system out there than the Americans have forced down their throat.
Moore, a 59-year-old former oil man, says he's no longer just running a business, he's on a crusade. And he's apparently not alone. A bill pending in Congress would allow importation of FDA-approved drugs from Canada and other countries. And the governors of Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois are considering plans to import Canadian drugs for their state employees. Today's hearing is part of an effort by the FDA to put the brakes on not just a business, but on what's becoming something of a national movement. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.